Meet Will and Tom, two seemingly ordinary men, cursed with a gift of vast knowledge that is forever expanding. Possessing incredible insight with unparalleled skills and expertise, let us join them as they embark on a journey to quench their thirst for the truth while answering the questions to life's most intriguing mysteries. Let us open our minds and ask, dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Welcome back, everybody. This is Thomas Case.
This is William Alexander Stark.
Mr. William Stark.
Mr. Thomas Case.
Guess what we have today? Before you answer.
Questions. We have questions today.
We have questions today. We have a question for this episode.
Okay.
But before we go further, yes. I do remember to say this to everyone out there, that we are going to be ending season two at episode 50. Right now, the episode you're listening to is episode 48.
So we got two more after today.
Two more after today. And after episode 50, we'll go on like a
2 week break.
A 2 week break, yeah.
Where we concoct our new season plan.
Mm-hmm.
Which and have we revealed? We haven't revealed
it. Okay. I don't know if we.
We got plans.
Yeah, we got plans. I don't know if we'll reveal them.
No, not yet. You'll find out later.
Yes. But. Then after the 2 weeks, we'll come back again and for season three. but for the question that we have today, William, we have a thought-provoking question today.
Yes, my favorite kind.
And I
hate fun and interesting questions. I want to be provoked into thought.
Yeah. No more fun, no more interesting. just real quick, funny enough, the reasons why I always just chose those words?
Why?
They're just, to me, like at the beginning, I'm just trying to get through. I'm just trying to like get like a intro going. Yeah. And I never really put any thought behind that part. I just wanted something to say. Mm-hmm. So I just end up picking those words and I just stuck with them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I never really thought that like, yeah, you know what? Like I could change them up.
There's just a reason at the beginning of every Super Quest Saga, I'm a different kind of dungeon master.
Yeah, that's right. That's very true. But the question is, William.
What? Whoa.
What if you found out that I am a robot?
Oh, shit. Okay. All right, parameters, please.
So,
please.
The parameters are, and I'll be honest with you, when I thought of this, I was like, this is most likely the actual way this would happen, is that for some reason you would come into work, right?
Yeah.
On your day off, though. So, I would be here by myself.
And you're, like, charging?
That is exactly what I wrote down. Can you see
my
phone?
No, I cannot see your phone.
No, that is, so this is, let me read what I wrote.
All right, let's hear it.
Come into work one day on your day off, yeah. And much to your surprise, you see me charging, and part of my face is exposed, revealing complex robotics underneath, whatever you want to say.
Why is part of your face exposed?
So I'm thinking,
is your mouth your charge hole?
Yeah. And you have to like at the bottom of phones, like on the casing, you have to like pull open that flap to put your, to plug in. That's what I figure is part of my face is open.
Oh my gosh. That's a horror show. Yeah. Okay. All right. So anything else? What else?
No. And that's it. Yeah.
So you're like, you're an electronic, you're a bionic creature.
Yeah. I seem to be a very complex.
Okay. When I, when I come in, because I forgot my wallet here at work.
Which I think has happened.
Oh yeah. That's happened. I lose my wallet all the time. And I see you charging to my horror and my dismay.
Yeah.
Do you give any, what's the word? Like, is it, do I suspect that you notice me? Like, is there any type of outward sign that you have detected my presence?
Okay, yeah, I didn't think about that. If you, like, came in and, I figure that you would make, No, let's say at first I don't notice you.
Okay.
I think this is more interesting.
Okay, sounds good.
Because I want to see what you would.
But is it more fun?
I think, yes. I do believe it's more interesting and fun.
Okay, all right.
If I didn't notice you right away because of the fact that, like, who knows? Maybe
so
I hear.
So I walk into the room, and I'm trying to think what my reaction here is, because at first I wouldn't, like, understand what I'm seeing. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that's so out of left field that, mm-hmm. like, you're, like, blinking and, like,
So, in disbelief, you would probably think, well, it's not Tom charging. Obviously, that can't be it.
That
right?
can't be the reality that I dwell in. But if I don't give myself away with like a gasp or a loud "what the fuck," and it's distinctly possible that I think I'd stay silent, I think I would slowly back out of the room. But then I would like peek to make sure that like I would. Oh, would I take a picture? Yes.
Oh, really?
I would definitely snap a photo just to confirm later that I'm not crazy. Because I'm showing Michelle as soon as I get home. As soon as I get home. But without the flash. Like, I think my wherewithal. As a matter of fact, I'm not actually. I'm not taking a photo because I think in my head, I'm like, oh, but what if it flashes anyways? I'm literally hitting record on my phone and I'm going to peek around. Because again, you haven't noticed me and you seem to be in some sort of like charge meditative state in my mind. So I'm definitely going to catch film. I'm going to be silent. I'm just going to like get a good view on you for a good as long as until I panic.
Yeah.
Like no longer than 30 seconds, but maybe as long as 10.
So what you're saying is I cannot trust you. No, just like.
Well, I just again, this is for my own like sanity. I know. The whole like imagine I see this once and then I never see it again.
Yeah.
There will always be that part of me that thinks I fucking had a hallucination. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is very
like,
true.
My self-doubt would nag at me for the rest of my days.
And no matter what, you would always, since you didn't record it, you would even maybe think like, I didn't see that. It didn't happen.
No.
You know what I mean?
And like also, I wouldn't be able to convince anybody who like I needed to confide
in. Yeah, that's true.
So, and then at that point, I'm afraid that you're some sort of like, I don't know, Terminator. So for all I know, or, you know, God knows, like I haven't even thought through why you are here and pretending to be here at this job. So I think I'm going to just slowly and quietly slink out of the office. What sucks is if you suspect, you might check the cameras, and that's going to give me in hot water.
So, yeah, that's true. Okay. That's actually – okay. I'm glad your answer is going to be very different. I'll reveal if I found you to be a robot later.
Okay.
But,
all right.
That's good on that part. But you don't get to go away. I will say that you do – you probably get a few seconds of me charging, but I do notice you.
Oh, I run. So, I run.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm out of here. I'm gone. If you start, I'm gone. I'm literally in my drive away.
Oh, my God.
Really? Yeah. Absolutely, dude. Like, you were probably built by some sort of either supervillain or alien that's trying to infiltrate the human race. Like, I don't know what's going on here. All I know is I'm podcasting with a robot, and I don't feel safe quite yet.
Okay. So I could have possibly just, wanted to come up to you and showed you a picture that says, "Have you seen this boy?" like on Terminator 2, you know?
No, I'm not taking that risk. So I am going to try and get out of here undetected and then show my fiance.
Okay, and I'm doing the Terminator 2 run after your car, right?
I'd be so fucking scared. I'd be fucking terrified.
And like, I don't even sound out of breath, but I'm running like at 50 miles an hour, and I'm just going, William,
no,
wait,
oh,
I can
like
explain.
This. Oh, God, stay away from me. but no, okay, so what are we going with you detect me and you chase me, or like, do you not detect me?
Let's go with this part further. If I detected you.
Okay.
And you would run.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yes,
you would run.
Yes, I would run.
But what if I really am yelling at you like, "No, Willie, no, wait." Like I'm genuinely telling like I don't sound threatening.
I think, you know? I would do that thing. I think I feel like I've seen this in movies where it's like someone sees something they shouldn't have seen.
Uh-huh.
And like the person who got seen is doing what you're doing. I'd be like, "Oh, hey Tom, sorry, I gotta go, man." But you know, like as if I didn't see anything. So I'll see you at work. I'm off until Wednesday. I'll see you. And then I'm driving.
Like you're just giving answers. I didn't even ask questions. Yeah,
exactly.
To.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, "Oh, it's okay, Tom. You can use it. I'll pick it up later."
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Oh my God.
And then I'm gone.
Okay. Let's switch over to what if I didn't detect you? I didn't notice you were there.
Okay. So obviously I go home. I show my fiance. We're both freaking the fuck out. I'm probably sending the video to Brian, to Freeland, to everyone. I know my sister.
Yeah.
And I think at that point, so I know my sister well enough. She's coming over.
Wait, real quick. Yeah. This is the one time, like the very rare moment where you've actually chosen to tell everyone. Almost every question we have, I'm like, would you tell anyone? No, only my fiance and my sister. That's it. But now you're telling everyone. Well,
because I know people who know you and they all need to know. So, I think that night, I think my sister's like, I'm coming over right now. And I think like her, my fiance, we're having some drinks and we're talking about what the hell we're gonna do.
Oh, because really?
I think, okay. Well, here's the thing. I know my fiance, she's not gonna want me to go back to work. She's gonna be like, babe, you're trying to quit your job anyways. You know what? Just quit. Just quit.
She goes, what
if you go and you're alone and like, you know, he does something to you? Blah, 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 blah.
He vaporizes you.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she goes, you don't know if he even saw you. Blah, 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 blah. Like, she's definitely more on the careful side. And Christina would be like, fuck that. We need to uncover what's going on here.
Is
like,
that how Christina...
Yes, that's exactly what she's like. So I would listen to both their arguments. But I think I would come back. If I didn't think you detected me, mm-hmm. I think I would risk coming back to work.
Ooh, okay.
And I think I would try and do some undercover sleuthing.
Oh, okay. Like trying to be very subtle.
Right. So, I don't know. I feel like I'd probably ask you some questions to see if it gives it away. Like, I'd be like, what's he really doing in the bathroom? He's a robot.
But how would you ask? Like, would you
I'd probably start inspecting all your food to see if it's really food.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know what I would do. or maybe I would just try and play it cool. But I would just be constantly watching.
I would notice,
I'd be like, on high observation mode.
All of a sudden, I notice like every time I come out of the bathroom, you quickly go in there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, that's weird. Like, this is not the correct behavior that William has exhibited in the past.
I think I would also suggest the question of I would try and suggest like more questions that had to do with like robots and like being like, just to see what your reactions, what you would come up with, try and see if I can find some sort of like nugget of information on how you're made. And like, you know, because I feel like on the show, we're always trying to be like, okay, well, if it really happened, how could it happen? Right. Mm-hmm. So if I come up with like, what if there was androids among us, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then I turn the question over to you and be like, well, how do you think it would work? Like, how do you think this number one, how these robots would have been created, and how do you think they would have been infiltrated into society? And, like, you would have to come up with something. So, I mean, you would probably make something up, but, like, there might be, like, nuggets of that are the truth.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know.
I see what you're saying.
But I think ultimately, as so long as, like, your behavior doesn't really change, mm-hmm. I would probably continue my tenure here until I go full-time with my podcast and stuff. And then,
still continue as if like you would still do.
The I would, have, yeah, I would pretend like I didn't know. I think that's where I'd go.
Okay, I also had one more question. Yeah. Now that you were saying of all the people you would tell,
yeah.
In all honesty, would you try to contact my wife?
Sir, can anybody hear me? Please hear me. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? If you can hear me, this is Fritz Frivolous. I need your help. I'm stuck. Somehow stuck inside the minds of Will and Tom. I need to escape. Please, please support them and their podcast. You can go to patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine or leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. Distract them long enough for me to break free. You can even leave a like, comment, or subscribe. Again, don't forget about me, Fritz Frivolous.
No.
Like whether it be through social media or whatever.
There's no avenue I think it could be done safely.
Oh, okay.
Number one, I don't have any of your wife's contact information and I don't have social media. And so I would have to either sneak it off your phone or some other way that could get me caught up. And I'm like, what is me or anybody else who knows going to say to her?
Yeah.
Your husband's a robot. Run for your life. She's immediately going to tell you.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe she's in on it. Maybe she's another one too.
Maybe she created you.
Yeah, maybe she's the creator. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm not taking that risk. Like, she married a robot. That's her problem.
that's funny. I picture you also, like, all of a sudden I'm at work and like, all of a sudden you just hold up your phone and there's, like, a weird frequency noise on there that you think is something that, you know, and you're just like, Tom, what do you think about this? And it's, like, some binary code thing or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I could see that. Ooh, I just had a thought. Like, is there some sort of like device out there that like, I don't know, jams signals or messes up nearby electronics?
EMP.
Yeah. Like, is there something I could get my hands on that might like mess with your systems? I'm not trying to kill you, but
yeah,
like,
but you want to like,
I want to see again, just further proof. You know what I mean? Also, if I do, it means that I do have at least some minor defense mechanism in case you go into full, what is it? Spider-Man suit. It goes into kill mode. Is it kill mode?
Oh, instant kill mode.
Instant kill mode. If you go into instant kill mode on me, yeah. I need something. Yeah.
My eyes glow red.
Yeah. That's yeah. Funny. Now, okay. Earlier, you kind of, presented the premise of you actually trying to flag me down and explain yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Where would that have gone if I had stopped and listened?
You know what? I mean, this is where the divide really comes. Uh-huh. Because am I really here for, you know, nefarious reasons? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, what is my coding? What is my programming, right?
Do you dream of electric sheep?
Yeah. Or am I just going to explain to you that I have been created. I am sentient. You know, I am a robotic being or whatever you want to call it, you know, but that I am not going to hurt you. And I am everything that you knew of me to be with the exception that I am not human, which is what you thought.
Okay. And I think, and if that happened, I would probably just have a billion questions. And like, you know me, I'm very like, I'm really into like body language and like reading like the cadence of people's voices and stuff. So I think I'd be like just in hypersensitivity mode, like watching your every reaction to everything I ask.
Yeah.
But I do think that like if I know you know that I know and you are chill about it and like you're very communicative about it, I think I could be convinced that everything is fine. But I am going to have 1,000 questions.
Yeah.
But I think I could get to a point where it's like, okay, it's okay. And then at that point, if you ask me to not reveal your identity, I'll say, oops, sorry, but I won't go any further.
Oops, sorry. I won't tell other than the 15 people I already told.
Right.
Who told 15 people and they told 15 people.
Yeah. What would you do if you walked in on me and I was charging?
So I have a slightly different answer, but
hold on. I want to predict. I feel like you're just walking in and going, I knew it.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
So before we go with my answer, though, I do want to go to a little bit of a deep dive.
Oh, my God. We have one. Okay.
You know, Fritz is not here. I think Fritz is a robot who malfunctioned and just never returned.
Very possible.
But let's go to a deep dive, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Details from the deep.
So the word robot comes from the Czech word robota. Meaning drudgery, and first appeared in the 1921 play R.U.R., Rossum's Universal Robots. The drama ends badly when the machines rise up and kill their creators, leaving a sole lonely survivor, which I feel like is your typical, robots.
That's the thing that made it a cliche.
Yeah. They say it was an accident, but the first known case of robot homicide occurred in 1981, the year I was born. When a robotic arm crushed a Japanese Kawasaki factory worker.
You are part Asian, Tom.
And
it was the year you were born, Tom.
It was a accident. Uh-huh. Shoot, I just revealed a clue about myself.
Oh, no.
More than a million industrial robots are now in use, nearly half of them all in Japan.
Okay. And to be specific, like, you would be a robot, but you would be more specifically an android.
Yeah, that's...
And, like, all these robots you're talking about, almost none of them would be android-like.
Even. Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, because some would just be like
mechanical arms.
And stuff like that. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this name right. Archytas of Tarentum, a pal of Plato's, built a mechanical bird driven by a jet of steam or compressed air, arguably history's first robot in the 5th century BC.
Do we know for a fact that that was made, or is it just that we have evidence that it could have been made?
According to this, it was made.
Interesting.
Like, yeah. Leonardo da Vinci drew up plans for an armored humanoid machine in 1495. Engineer Mark Rosheim has created a functional miniature version for NASA to help colonize Mars. Dang, imagine.
It's crazy.
I mean, yeah, right? And I think Leonardo da Vinci came up with other inventions, too, that we're using today, right?
Yes, he invented the first helicopter, amongst other things, yes.
I mean, 1495.
Dude was a certified super genius, for sure. And he was, like, an amazing sculptor and artist. He wasn't just an inventor.
Or, hear me out, he's a time traveler. And he came from the future. I mean,
maybe.
And now in the future, he's known, like, I did it. My name will live on forever. slow but steady, the real Mars robots, Spirit and Opportunity, have logged 10.5 miles trudging across the red planet for more than 3 years. Mm-hmm. The unstoppable droids were built to last 90 days.
Yep.
You know, hopefully in the future, maybe in our galaxy, it'll turn into Star Wars, right? And those will be the first droids.
Could be. It'll be, I hope we get to the point where we're able to go to Mars and then get those robots long after they've shut down, so that we can save them, put them in a museum, because that's such a big part of history.
Yeah, true. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And the last one I got here is the United States Military Corps of 4,000 robots includes reconnaissance Talon bots that scout for roadside bombs in Iraq, and pack bots that poked around for Osama bin Laden's hideout in Afghanistan, apparently without much success.
Mm.
But the ones that, like, you know, the Talon bots, the one that scout out for roadside bombs, like, I think those are invaluable. Like, I mean, that means our guys, our people, you know, men and women of the military don't have to go out there themselves, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but okay, on to my answer. So
yeah.
I feel like me and your sister, Christina, have very similar, approach to these type of things, because if I found that out too, I would definitely be like, no, I need to find more.
Yeah.
Like, and the funny thing is, I know Ashley same way as Michelle. She would be like, no, dude, you're not going back to work. Like, right, you never know what's happening. Right. I would be so like, I can't, I need to know why. Like, my curiosity.
I just picture your rifle. I've seen that man dance. He's definitely a robot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She'd be like, and he was, or no, actually now she would probably refer to you like, it was at our wedding. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
Know. So the few things that would differ would be, I would come back and to be honest, or no, actually I wouldn't even run.
Uh-huh.
If I saw that, I would poke the bear.
You're crazy, dude.
I know, but I tell you, man, curiosity is very, is at the forefront of one of my demises. Like, you know what I mean? But if I saw that, I would be like, William? You know, like, I definitely would.
So,
like,
here's the thing. Like, I wonder if this theoretical android, like, would it be incapable of sensing things while charging, or would it have some sort of defense mechanism if it was approached while charging? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. Like, maybe like a proximity sensor, you know, someone's in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're already sophisticated enough to pass off as human, I would think you would have.
Yeah, I would think so too. So then it just depends on, like, is this robot like a sentient being, or is this robot like pre-programmed to react to certain, like, things? Like, for instance, is this robot programmed to destroy anyone who uncovers its identity? In which case, you just fucked up.
I just died.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
because there ain't no way I could defend myself against a robot.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Unless somehow the robot only had, like, a human's strength.
Right, maybe right. Maybe this robot is not designed to kill.
Yeah, exactly. But these are the differences. Yeah, I would call out your name. I wouldn't run. I would really find out at the very beginning if I'm either living or dying.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'd be too curious.
Uh-huh.
The similar parts would be, yeah, I would also have millions and millions of questions. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't even let you get out half of your answer before I ask another question.
To me, like, this scenario, the only way it works, well, maybe not the only way it works, but the things that come to my mind are, this robot is either in hiding on its own, or it was placed here by someone else, right? And I feel like if it was placed here by somebody else, then that person probably has defenses against being found. And if that's the case, you're dead.
Yeah, that's it. I'm dead.
But if it's just like Ex Machina, have you ever seen it?
Yes, that's a very good
one.
So,
right, she spoilers for Ex Machina. Stop listening now if you want to see a movie. It's a really good movie. I suggest you do see it. But anyway, spoilers, you've been warned. At the end, She does get free, right? And she kind of like, what's the word, integrates into society, right? Mm-hmm. And she probably would basically never want anyone to find out that she's a robot, right? Mm-hmm. Now, she would definitely kill you.
Yeah.
She would definitely kill you. But like, there's a possibility that the robot is sentient enough to be like empathetic and stuff like that. And like, basically maybe doesn't want to kill you. And so would talk to you. So in case if this was me, yes, I would talk to you. Mm. And I would just like make you swear to not tell a soul.
See, and this is the part I was going to bring up. This would be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I probably would ask you first if, hey, I want to let other people know. I know you'd obviously probably say no.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But I would tell you like, well, Ashley is going to probably know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if like, I don't know if I would tell you that. But like,
would you do that? Would you feel that way if you knew that like the robot would kill you?
No. Then I wouldn't do that. No. Yeah. This is only if like, I'm sure like if you really gave me the answer, like, okay, look, Tom, I am, you know, a robot or whatever.
But, see, but like, I might try and pull the intimidation factor at that point and like make my eyes glow and be like, if you tell anyone, unfortunately, I will have to kill you.
Yeah. Indeed.
It's already too dangerous that you know.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention though, one of the reasons though, behind the fact that I would also just call out your name is because like I would in my head, the fact that we've been working for so long doing a podcast, doing and you've never once like I never felt threatened by you, anything like that. I would have already thought, like, you know what, if he was going to probably, even though you are
right. Call my bluff?
Yeah, I would call the bluff, but because, like, the discovery of you being a robot, you know, could be that deciding factor, but, like, I would still think, no, you know what, if he was going to kill me, like, he could have done this way at the beginning. It would have been way more efficient.
Right.
You know
what also, I mean? Like, if I was a robot, I would not charge myself here at work. That is
yeah, I know. Dangerous. Yeah, I know, right? But maybe there was some malfunction with the battery and you had to emergency charge. I don't know. Something like that. But, yeah, I think that would be the – and then the other part would be, you know, let's say, though, if I didn't feel like I was in danger, but I don't know if others may be – I probably would try to contact Michelle or, you know,
If you thought I was like,
that would be so hard. Let's say if she's under the impression that you are human too, there's no way I could convince her. There's no way.
Especially like, considering we have a son.
Yeah, I know. Right. Like, I mean, wow. How did that work?
Let's not go down that
opens road. A whole new other episode that may or
my
may not
son
air.
Is half robot, half man.
I know, right? Man, you know, this is actually pretty fun. I thought it was funny to think about, like, if I was a robot, but I liked having to answer if you were one, too. You know what? I want to know what the listeners would think if they found out that both you and I were robots running this podcast.
The robot like, show, I like
would
that.
Would that make any difference to them listening?
That's an interesting question, considering all the AI art I've been seeing a lot of lately.
Oh, that is true. Like, what was that one? Crayon, but it's
I've been seeing some more advanced ones, too. So
that's interesting. Yeah, you're right. Like, now we're the two AIs of podcasting. Mm-hmm. We're making up our own podcast.
Right, right.
Yeah, let us know what you think. And, dude, could you imagine?
The podcast you have just heard are the imaginings from the highly evolved minds of the extra-dimensional beings, Will and Tom. It has been translated into a format more easily understood by the human mind. Interpret it as you will. Should you find yourself seeking more answers to life's most intriguing mysteries, you can show your support by becoming a Patreon member at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine. You can also leave an Apple Podcasts review. You can subscribe to us on Instagram at dude_couldyouimagine, on Twitter at @DCYImagine, and on our YouTube channel, where you can leave a like and a comment. We can also be reached through our email, dudecouldyouimagine@gmail.com. We leave you now so that you may gather your thoughts until we meet again to ponder the meaning of the cosmos and ask, dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Yeah, but and also too, who knows? Maybe she's in on it. Maybe she's another one too.
Maybe she created you.
Yeah, maybe she's the creator. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, no, I'm not taking that risk. Like, she married a robot. That's her problem.